morning. Well, some of you are like dragging today. I don't know. You must have had busy weekends. So we went to a graduation yesterday for William and Chrissy's daughter. And I discovered that I'm getting old. I know that's a revelation to all of you. But not only were we there for their daughter to support and encourage her, but there was like three other kids that we have known since they were really little that were graduating at the same time from the same place. And it's like, how does this happen, right? But that's it does, right? Time marches on. And so, and I was being reminded of that the clock is ticking, and so you better get started, Pastor. So here we go. If you are a guest with us this morning, I want to say welcome, and thank you so much for choosing to be with us today. And I hope that our service will be a blessing to you. And when you came in, you should have received a welcome packet, and inside that welcome packet is a little card. If you just take a moment and fill that out and then drop it in the offering plate in a little bit, or just leave it out at the information table after the service, that would be so helpful to us. And hopefully you also received a bulletin, and hopefully all the rest of you received a bulletin. So take out your bulletin, and let's go through some of the things that are going to be coming up. So you all know that tomorrow's Memorial Day, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when it comes time for the sermon. Today we're also observing communion, which means that it's a time for us to be able to give a little extra offering for our benevolent fund. So hopefully you're prepared to be able to do that, and that's over and above your regular giving. And then Saturday, men, we are having men's breakfast at Cracker Barrel at 8 a.m., so we're going to give our guys who normally fix breakfast for us a little bit of a break. And so breakfast at Cracker Barrel. If you show up here at the church, you're going to starve. If you go to Cracker Barrel, you'll have something to eat, okay? So hopefully you've all got that. Just a reminder that our Daily Bread devotional books start in June, which is coming up very quickly, and they're out there on the information table. So please take those as well. You'll see, ladies, there's a event for you coming up. Also, Sunday, June 11th, we're going to be doing our church family dinner, and the theme is chicken. Winner, winner, chicken.
Dinner.
You're right. And so be prepared now. Be thinking about bringing either fried chicken, chicken casseroles, chicken enchiladas, chicken salad sandwiches, chicken pot pie. You get it. Bring a main dish and a side dish, a salad and a dessert. The dessert does not have to be chicken oriented. Just thought I'd throw that in there, okay? All right. Well, there's some other things in the bulletin for you to be able to know, so hopefully you have one. Are you glad you're here this morning?
Yes, I am.
Are you awake?
Yes, I am.
You're sure?
I'm ready to
go. How many of you are not awake? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Okay, let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our voices, lift our hearts, lift our hands, lift whatever it is that we have in praise to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we're here. We're here for him. Let's do it.
Would you all stand with me for this first song?
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me, yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear? Oh, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Thank him with a round of applause for being by your side today. Come on. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being by our side. Lord, we can't make it through this life without you. You are our hope. You are our life. Lord, help us to put all these things, these distractions that take us away from you right in this moment, and put those aside for this time. Lord, may we focus on you and worship you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Creator, our Maker, and our good, good Father. Amen.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard a tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you are perfect. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. So unexplainable, I can
hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still in the love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Go ahead and be seated as we continue. Father of light, you delight in your children. Father of light, you delight in your children. Comes from you, every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father of light, you never change. You have no turning, Father of light, you never change, you have no turning, every good and perfect gift comes from you, and we thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. You are good, good Father. Every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father of lights. Father of lights.
Lord, we thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We thank you that we have a good, good Father. In all the ways that we've been let down, in all the tragedies of our lives, Lord, you are there. You are there to pick us up, to hold us, to give us a future and a hope, to dust off the past, and to push us forward into a life that you've planned for us, to walk in your ways. So, Lord, we choose to walk in your ways, and we love you, Lord, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly. And you will be singing as the days go.
Let's do the next verse.
When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy. Your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to the journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Amen. Our ushers are going to take this morning's offering, and we're going to sing you one last song before our sermon.
I cry out for your hand of mercy to heal me. I am weak and I need your love to free me. Oh Lord, my rock, my strength in weakness, come rescue me, oh Lord. You are my hope, and your promise never fails me. And my desire is to follow you forever, for you are good. For you are good, for you are good to me. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. I cry out for your hand of mercy to heal me. Love to free me, oh Lord. You're my rock, you're my strength in weakness. Come rescue me, oh Lord. For you are my hope, and your promise never fails me. And my desire is to follow you forever. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. For you are good, for you are good, for you are good to me. Oh,
yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good to me. Yes, you are good. Yes, you are good. You are so good to me.
Is he good to you? Have you been alert already today to the things in his goodness he has done for you? I hope so, because he has. Amen? All right, kids, come on down and we'll get you sent off to children's. Lord, you are so good to us. And Father, you're about to show us really how good you are as we go into your word this morning. And Father, I pray that it will give us direction. I pray that it will just allow us to be able to know you better. Father, I pray that it will strengthen our relationship with you. Father, I pray that our ears will be open. Our hearts have been open as we spent this time singing and praising your name. Now, Father, may our ears be open to what it is that you have in store for us. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, go and have a good time. If you will, to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 3 through 5. So follow along as I read these verses. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I thank my God, he says, in all my remembrance of you. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. If you didn't know that already, yeah, you've been not paying attention to what's going on. Because I don't know how many times in the last couple days I've heard it said, Memorial Day is approaching, and it is the beginning of all the summer activities. And I want to scream and say, no, that's not what Memorial Day is all about. Memorial Day is a day that's been set aside for us to be able to remember. Originally, Memorial Day was called Decoration Day, and it was given to us as a day of remembrance for those who have died in our nation's service and to remember our friends and family that have already died. It's a time that has become an opportunity to be thankful for the sacrifices our military personnel and their families have made and are continuing to make to defend and protect our country. It's a time that has become an opportunity to be thankful for the sacrifices our friends and family members who have passed away made to make our lives better. And it's important that we have days like Memorial Day to help us remember those things that are worthy of being remembered. Now, we have ways to remember the things that we feel are important. There are private memorials in things like scrapbooks, diaries, and photo albums. In our recent move, as we were packing things to be able to move, Becky and I, we found a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures that we had stuffed away in different places throughout our house. And how neat it was to be able to look back through some of those pictures and to just remember the people that are captured in those pictures. And by remembering the people, we remember the moments that we spent with those people while those moments and people were being captured in those pictures. There are public memorials. There are names of states. There are counties. There are cities. There are landmarks. There are bridges. There are highways. There are libraries, schools, and statues, and national memorials, all created so that we will remember the importance of people and remember what they've achieved in their lives. The Old Testament is full of memorials and God instructing people to remember important events. For instance, the rainbow. The rainbow was a memorial of God's judgment against sin, and it was also the promise that he would never again destroy the world by a flood. The Passover feast as we studied when we did our study in the book of Exodus. The Passover feast was a memorial to remind the children of Israel of how God delivered them from slavery in Egypt and led them back to the land of promise. God instructed the Israelites to build a memorial of river stones to remember the crossing of the Jordan River as they crossed over that Jordan River and back into the land of Canaan. God instituted these memorials so his people would remember the important historical events from the past. God also instituted memorials in the New Testament as well. The Lord's Supper is a memorial. Jesus commanded, "Do this in remembrance of me." And churches have been observing the Lord's Supper or communion for over 2,000 years, just as we will this morning. Communion is a picture memorial. The bread reminding us to look back and remember the body of Jesus that was broken for our sins on the cross. And the cup, which is reminding us of the blood he shed to save us from our sins. Baptism is a memorial too. It too is a picture testimony of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, who brought God's redemption to all who believe in him as Savior. But this morning, I want us to consider something else. I want us to consider the ideas that our very lives should be a living memorial. I hope you will consider this morning what kind of memorial you're building with your life. Because each of us is building one, you know. And whether we realize it or not, it's happening. For our family, our friends, our coworkers, our community, we're building a memorial that will remain long after we're gone. So ponder this for a moment. How do you think you will be remembered after you're gone? How do you think you will be remembered after you're gone? One of these days, you're going to leave this earth. We know this for sure. What we don't know is when. What will your loved ones remember about your life? Have you ever thought about that? That's a sobering question. Sometimes as I'm driving from place to place, sometimes as I'm just sitting in my chair reflecting on life, sometimes that thought hits me. When people remember my life, if it ever comes to them gathering together sometime to be able to do that, what are the things they're going to remember? What are the things they're going to say? Whew. Right? I can only hope that it goes in a positive direction, right? You can only hope that it goes in a positive direction. What kind of a memorial will you leave? Well, this morning, I want to put a plan together to help form a living memorial for you to use for your life. So the first part of the plan is this: build your life on God's word. If you're taking notes, that's point number one. Build your life on God's word. There's only one thing in our world that has always been constant, never failing, never changing, and always true. The only thing in this world that can always be relied upon is the word of God. Let me remind you what Paul said when he instructed Timothy. It's written for us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. He said, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved." Approved by who? Others? No, approved by God. "One approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." Now that phrase, word of truth there, is the word of God. Paul is actually telling Timothy this. He says, when you build your foundation on human ideas, you will build it on shifting sand. If you build your foundation on the word of God, you'll be building on the solid rock. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. We can either build the foundation of our life on human ideas. We can either chase after the things that the media says are important, that the entertainment industry says important, that the sports world says is important. And when we do that, We're going to be building our lives on shifting sand. But if we build our lives on the foundation of God's word, we're going to be building it on the solid rock. Because the word of God will never fail you or let you down. It's the way of knowing what's right and wrong. It tells you how to have joy and peace. No matter what the circumstances are that are going on around you, you can still have joy and peace, because joy and peace comes from He who is within, not that which is without. It tells us the character of God. It tells us about His love. It tells us about His grace. It tells us about His mercy. It tells us about His goodness. It tells us how He is just. It tells us how He provides for us. It tells us about His faithfulness. His faithfulness is new every morning, the Bible tells us. It tells us the purpose and the plans of God. And most importantly, it tells you to believe in Jesus as Savior so that eternal life in heaven will be yours. May I remind you this morning that nobody has any regrets who makes the Word of God his or her foundation for their life. You might want to write that down. Nobody has any regrets who makes the Word of God his or her foundation for their life. In all of my years of ministry, I've been around people who were getting ready to leave this life, believers and unbelievers. And as I've been at the bedside of believers, I've never heard one of them ever say, "Man, I'm really sorry that I lived my life by the Word of God." Never happened. I've heard them say just the opposite. "Man, I'm glad that I could live my life in a way that I honored, that honored God." You see, if you read, study, and live out the Word of God in your life, you'll have a firm foundation for your living memorial. When the storms of life show up, and they will, your living memorial will lie in ruins if your life is not built on the solid and stable foundation of God's Word. When temptation comes, and it will, you'll fall like a dried leaf if the Word of God is not the foundation of your life. When doubts come, and they will, you'll be blown to and fro like the ocean waves unless the Word of God is your foundation. Make the Word of God your foundation. Not what man says, but what God says. Read it, study it, and then obey what it says. There's a second part of the plan. The second part of your plan is this: build your life on faith in Jesus. Listen to Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' Jesus said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.'" Now the rock on which the church was built was not Peter. The rock on which the church was built was the statement of faith made by Peter that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the Son of the living God. And this is the bedrock teaching, especially of the New Testament. In John chapter 6, Jesus was teaching some hard things to the multitudes that followed him. And at one point they asked, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" These people thought that salvation and a relationship with God was all about their behavior, but Jesus would have none of it. His reply to them is recorded in John chapter 6 and verse 29, where Jesus says, "This is the work of God, that you believe in whom he has sent." Jesus said it wasn't about works, it was about what? Belief. Wasn't about behavior, it was about what? belief. The only thing that God will accept for salvation is faith in Jesus, whom God the Father sent to be the Savior of the world. And faith in Jesus is a sure way to build your life memorial on. There's a third part of the plan, and it's to build your life by serving God. Because you believe in Jesus as Savior and are saved by God's grace, God wants you to build a living memorial by serving God with joy. Not to have salvation, but because you have salvation, are we to serve him with joy. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. What's the next phrase? Class, what's the next phrase? Not of what? Not of works, so that no one may boast. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, not a result of behavior, but a result of what? Belief. So that no one may boast. It's clear that it is faith in Jesus that saves, not good works. But look at the next verse, verse 10. The next verse tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Notice that verse 10 comes after what? Verses 2, 8, and 9. That reminds us what? That it's about our belief. It's not about our works. But because we believe in Jesus as Savior, then verse 10 says, here's now what your life needs to be about. Here's now what you need to be able to help build that living memorial. God has a purpose for us as his workmanship. And there are some translations who change that word from workmanship to masterpiece. I kind of like that. We're created to do good works for God. We've been ordained to walk in good works. Works cannot save you, but they show God's workmanship in the life of a believer. You are God's workmanship. You are his masterpiece. Serve God according to your value. If you have a vintage car that's a masterpiece, you don't use it to haul the Little League soccer team around. That's why they have minivans. If you have a vintage guitar that's a masterpiece, you don't let your 7-year-old bang on it and take it to show and tell. If you have the original Mona Lisa, you wouldn't use it to cover a hole in the wall in your back bathroom or to paper the bottom of your birdcage. You would what? Appreciate the value. You are God's workmanship. You are his masterpiece. Serve him according to your value and serve him with your very life. What kind of a living memorial are you building for others to look back on and remember? Remember that Paul looked back on his time of service with the church in Philippi, and he said, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Will your loved ones thank God for every remembrance of you? When the time comes for them to be able to gather together, to be able to have a celebration of life, or to be able to have a funeral service, or to be able to have a graveside service, or to be able to have whatever they may choose to call it, and they sit around, or they stand around, or they have an opportunity to be able to speak, and they share about your life, what's the memorial that's going to come from their lips? What's the memorial that's going to stay in their minds? What's the memorial that's going to be burned into their hearts for them to be able to draw comfort in those times when after you're gone, they miss you? What kind of a memorial is your life going to be? Will your loved ones thank God for every remembrance of you? Or will there be memories of you that they'd rather forget. Be the living memorial that will be God honoring. Now, as I've already said this morning, communion is a memorial. Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of me. Remember, it is a picture memorial. The bread reminding us that the body of Jesus was broken for us on his cross. And the cup, which reminds us of the blood that Jesus shed to pay the debt that God required for our sins. Let's remember this as we participate in communion together today. And as part of our preparation, let me just remind you that in order to participate together with us in communion this morning, you do not have to be a regular attender of Lake Hazel Bible Church. You just have to be a believer in Jesus as Savior. I'm going to ask the men to come this morning and to join me at the table. Let's remember Jesus.
Small.
my soul, my life, my all. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross bids me come and die and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross. Oh, the wonderful cross. All who gather here by grace draw near and bless your name.
Let's remember Jesus.
For our last song this morning, would you stand up with me? It's called The Goodness of God. God is good, amen?
Amen.
Come on. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. Oh, you have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. Yes, you have, Lord. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Yes, I will sing of the goodness of God.